Without much further ado. Okay, good morning, everybody. Today, the topic is the first old man. The reason why this is so important and such a relevant topic is because the first time a word appears in the Torah is essential to its essence. Right? When the Torah first expresses a word, that's somehow more definitional, more fundamental to the understanding of the word. So the first time the Torah uses the word zaken, elderly, that a person becomes old, who was the first old man? The Torah tells us, Va'avraham Zakein, this is in Parshas Chayei Sarah, our upcoming Parsha, Bo'bayomim, he came in days, Va'ashem Beirach es Avraham Bakol, and Hashem blessed Avraham with everything. And the Gemara in Baba Basra goes to a long discussion, a lengthy discussion as to what Bakol means. I'm very close to home. One of the opinions says Bakol means a daughter. So Avraham was blessed with a daughter. In fact, actually, in the benching, when we say Bakol Mikol Kol, right, when we say Hashem blesses with Bakol Mikol Kol, those are the sayings, the phrases that we used, the words that we used with each of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. This is the Bakol, okay? Hashem blesses Bakol. This is the end of a life, of a well-led life, a life of blessing, that Avraham is blessed Bakol. Beautiful. But what the question is why does the Torah need to tell us Avraham is okay? Meaning, why is it important that Avraham is the first a person that the Torah identifies as being an old person? So, interestingly enough, there's some very fascinating traditions, and you may have heard of some of these beforehand, but they indicate something quite unique that Avraham actually requested. The Gemara says in the following, but we're going to see very slight variations between the Gemara and the Medrash as to what's actually going on over here as Avraham being identified as the first old person. So the Gemara says a very really radical thing, which is the following. Ad Avraham lo haya zikna. In fact, it's not that the Torah was simply only describing Avraham as an old person for the first time, as among all other humanity. There was not all old age up till this point, says the Gemara. Man dahava boy limishtoi bahadi Avraham. When people rang the doorbell and wanted to speak to Avraham, mishtoi bahadi Yitzhak, that's to begin the conversation with Yitzchak. Why? Because they looked the same. And Avram didn't gray, Avram didn't get wrinkles. He looked just as young and as fresh as his son. Bahari Yitzchak Mishtoi Bahari Avram. When they wanted to speak to Yitzchak, they speak to Avraham. So therefore, also Avraham came, Ba'arachme Vavazikna. He asked for mercy that he should become old. He wanted to be distinct. Shenemar Avram Zaken Boy Bayamim. And therefore, that's why the Torah identifies Avram as the first old man, the person who actually experienced Zikna the first time.
How can he ask for old age? He never witnessed old age before. How does he
good question. So it's hard to know if this Medrash or this Gemara is literal, but if it was, perhaps let's put it back in this way. Let's imagine a world in which there was no aging. You can imagine the dependence of human beings on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning you have a person who, I guess, reaches maturity, and they remain in maturity until the point that they drop dead. Right? If you think about it, that's what's going on. Now, you can imagine the type of dependency that a person lives on Hashem, because, you see Harry, who looks like a fine, happy, young, happy man, and then suddenly, after 900 years in those days, right, then he drops dead. Right? So you can imagine the type of society that people would live in. So Avraham said, was asking for, perhaps to understand this Gemara, was saying, give me some sort of distinction. Show me that there's some sort of deterioration process, so that there's an expectation, or that I understand, people understand, people see me as distinct, and there's a way of, there's being almost like a hallmark of what of the experience that we've had. It's not clear that you're saying, I have a new vision of what this is, but perhaps the distinction was you was asking for. But it's to consider what this actually meant is really... It's radical. It's a complete change around from what we're used to expecting. I remember there was once an advert where there was like a board meeting, and everybody was discussing a particular problem. And there's a young man gets up and he says, I think we should get up there. We should half the budget, and we should focus on a marketing. And everybody carries on speaking. And there's an old man in a board meeting. He's got the silver hair, and he says, I think we should half the budget. And we should focus on marketing. And everybody's like, yeah. And anyway, I don't remember what the advert was for. But there's a certain notion about not just the way you say things, but also there's a certain notion, that a person who's got age, who's got experience, There's something special about that, right? Exactly. It's got the got the distinction of experience.
Times have changed.
Halavai, it should always be like that. So that this is what the Midrash says. The Midrash says that Avraham Avinu wanted to be distinct. He wanted that the years that he experienced on this earth be displayed in some way. Be displayed in some way that people would recognize that, and therefore people would, when they were going to speak to Avraham, they'd speak to him. Now notice that this is very personal. Right? Look at the way the Midrash portrays this as a very personal request. Because why? Because it affected him directly. But notice how when the Midrash describes, the Midrash Tanchuma, which is one of many, describes it in a more universal phrasing. Listen to this. There's a source 3. Shlosha b'nei Adam tovu shlosha devarim b'fihem. There are three people requested a specific request with their mouths. Mehem hischilu tchila. And they became the first people to experience that request. Avraham tova zikna. Avraham requested old age. Omar Avram, Av ubenoi nichnasim le'ir, ve'enu nekorim ezer gadol ve'ezer katon. If you have a parent and a father and son who enter a city, nobody knows who's who. Because essentially, if they're both mature, then they're really... Can you imagine being... It's a strange thing to think of being like a contemporary in terms of, you know, looks with one's parents. Right? So Avram is saying on a universal level, Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ata tovato zikna beficha, chayecha becha animas. You want it? I'll give it to you. Lahavdil, there's, you know, what's in the Israeli army was called a Sheilat Kitbag. This is Lahavdil, but I had a friend who was a Mefaked in the army, and they would be like, the Mefaked would say to everybody, okay, we're going on a 17-mile march today. And then one person in the back says, Lokhim et HaKitbag? So the Mefaked would say, you take the Kitbag. Right, so you know, so Avraham Avinu over here, Lahavdil, what Avraham Avinu is saying is he's looking at the world. He sees there's a problem in the world. He sees there's a social issue in the world that people don't have a distinction of between parents and children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? You're right, but you're going to be the first person to experience this and to live out this expression of what real zikna is. And therefore, the Torah emphasizes V'Avraham Zakein Babayamin, which is, as you can see, more of a social issue rather than specifically a personal issue that Avraham was looking at. He was considering social society, which is as how we experience it today, thanks to this request. This is the starting point. So with this, I'd like to begin now a discussion a little bit about the ramifications of that in halacha, the ramifications of how this zikna expresses itself in halacha. Starting with, I found a very interesting article from a little while back, which is actually before that, the halachas of honoring an older person, an elder person in society, starts from the pasuk in Vayikra, which says, "Bimnei seva takum," from in front of an elderly person you should arise, "Vadar to pnei zaken," and hard word to translate, but they're giving some special respect to an old person, "V'yareisa melokecha ani Hashem," and you should fear God, I am, and your God, I am Hashem. So this is going to be the jumping board of discussion as to what is expected of us over here. Because you'll notice that the pasuk seems to be a little bit repetitive, right? The pasuk says, you should stand in front of a seva, and then you hadar to pnei zaken, and we have to think, so are these two different people? Is this just poetically rephrasing the same notion? And we have to understand what's really going on over here. So I noticed an interesting article was in the Tribune a little while back. In Japan, there was a elderly woman who actually... Who demanded her rights to her seat to the degree that she beat up an 18-year-old student and broke his nose, and the article makes a comment at the end. The last sentence is, the incident in Nagasaki is a symptomatic of a widening chasm between the generations in Japan, with older people continuing to expect younger people to show respect that is traditional Japanese society for the elderly. Right, so in that society specifically, there's an expectation for there to be more of a sense of respect, and obviously this is the way she viewed things, and the student did not view things that way. Something which we're experiencing in a similar way in our society. No broken noses as much yet, but certainly an expression of what's inbuilt into that society. And the question is, what's the expectation in Judaism? How far do you have to go for Mibnei Seva Takum? What does that really mean? What does that encompass? You see it expressed in numerous societies. What we're going to have to consider is this only something logical? Right? Is this only something which is natural, that there should be a notion of respecting elders? Or does the Torah demand more than simply the regular respect that should be natural, that should be embedded into society? By the way, in Inuit society, it doesn't work like this, right? There are certain societies in which they estrange and they actually send out onto the ice the elder people, meaning when a person becomes to a certain degree less useful in a utilitarian sense.
Can't chew the
right.
Blubber on the whale.
Right, then that's such a point. They're sent out into the ice along with other people in society that they feel are not contributing. So, you know, it's not altogether, you know, we'll call it part, we take it for granted, but there are societies which still to today don't have the same sensibility.
Take an old horse and throw her at the pasture.
Right. Well, I think there is a difference between a animal which is viewed as in a certain sense a vehicle, whereas as opposed to a human being, and certainly a human being who has begot children who respect them. So you know that's already another level which you see some extreme societies forgetting. But hopefully there should be a distinction. So the Gemara, the starting point of this whole discussion is the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin suggests the following, and you have to think very carefully about this because if we understand it correctly as we pried open at the beginning, it will yield a number of different expressions in halacha. So let's start and read this very carefully. The Gemara says the following. This is on source 5, page 2. Tana Rabbanan, Vayikra Yud Tes, this is our pasuk, B'nei Seva Tokum, Yachol Afilu B'nei Zakein Ashmai. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Does this mean to say that you need to stand even in front of a Zakein Ashmai? What is a Zakein Ashmai? What does the word sound like, by the way? Hashem sounds like guilty, right? So Rashi says the following, jumping down to source 6, Zaken Hashmai, Asham, Rasha V'ama Aretz. Rashi says an evil person. So what is the Gemara asking? The Gemara is saying, how far do you take this? Meaning, is old age simply a bracket in and of itself, irrespective of the behavior of the individual? That's what the Gemara seems to be asking. So it says the Gemara, Talmud Leimar, back up onto the first line, Zaken, V'ain Zaken Ela Chacham. Zaken is a chacham, is a person who is wise. Shenemar esvali shivim ish miziknei Yisrael. I want you to gather for me 70 people of the elders of Israel. Okay, and therefore, who's talking here? Hashem is telling Moshe to do what? To get in a certain sense, these were the 70 helpers who were now to distribute the Shechina, the Nevi'im, Eldad and Medad with the remaining ones of this group in Parshas Ba'alei Yisra. Fantastic. And therefore, the way he describes it is Ziknei Yisrael, right? And it means to say, choose 70 men who are Zakenim, meaning Zakenim means, in this case, clearly, people who are B'nei Hachi, who are of a certain status. Fantastic. So now, just to stop before we get to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, what is bothering the Tanakhama? What is bothering the Rabbanon that make this assertion? I mean, where is this limitation of what this pasuk means coming from, according to the Tanakhama? What's the problem that they're addressing that need them to limit this pasuk? Okay, so meaning they're looking at the word zaken, or actually just to be careful over here, they're looking at the word seva at the beginning. Right, so do you notice there was an interchange here between seva and zaken? They say, is it possible that a seva could mean every type of old person? And the answer is no. A zaken is a limiting clause. Right, that's what it sounds like is going on in this pasuk. But where's the problem arising? Is from the, it sounds like a logical issue. Right, the Gemara starts off with a logical problem, which is, how can it be possible that you stand up in the room, when a person walks in, he may be, you know, silver-haired, may have had life experience, but at the end of the day, he's an evil person. Right? How is it possible that's what the Rabbanim seem to be bothered with, which lead them to the conclusion that there's a limitation of Zakein. Okay? Fair way of reading it. Look, I want to show you, let's contrast this problem to the next line. Is that, Jeff, that was the question? So the next line is a little different. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, a contemporary, says, "Ein zaken ela misha kana chachma." Zaken is only a person who acquires chachma. By the way, Rashi says that is an acronym. Look carefully, right? Ze shekana chachma. Zaken. Ze shekana chachma. Right? It's the notion of a person who's acquired wisdom, meaning a person didn't just live life, but a person who incorporated life. Okay, a person who acquired the wisdom that life had to offer. Shene'emar in the pasuk in Mishlei, Hashem konani reishis darkai. Okay, beautiful. So now over here, what is over here? what is over here, in a certain sense, the motor, or what is guiding Rabbi Yossi Aglili to make his limitation of this pasuk is? What was that? It may be Kavod HaTorah, but it sounds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili is actually saying that the word Zakein is defined as such as being Zeh Shekona Chachma.
Which would mean that if a young person also you have to
Great. So now you see what's happening over here. Rabbi Yossi sounds very similar to the Rabbanan. And after all, they're both saying that the only kind of person you respect is a person who has wisdom. But it's a little different in the sense of the starting point and the end point as well. The Chachamim are saying, wait a second, you're gonna honor anybody? So they say, no, it can't be like that. Therefore, we see an example where Zaken is used in reference to very very learned individuals, people living the straight and narrow. But, Chai says Rabbi Yossi Aglili, no. Definitionally, when I look at the word of Zaken and I open up the biblical dictionary, I see the word Zaken has another connotation. That means the word Zaken is a person who has acquired wisdom. He's not coming from an angle of a logical or we'll call it philosophical issue about what the Torah is expecting us to do. He's simply saying, definitionally, this is what is expressed. Now, what difference does it yield? So Moshe had a very good point, which is, if we're defining Zaken, which is the second half of the pasuk, as a wise person, therefore, is it limited to age?
No.
It's not limited to age necessarily. You could have somebody who's also Kanalai Chachma, a person who is a genius, a person who's a child prodigy, who you will also honor because the word Zake now is actually defined as a person who acquires wisdom, not an old person. Yes?
According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the flip side is also true, that someone who does tremendous chesed and doesn't have Torah, you would not be able to.
Okay, great question. Actually, the Torah Tumim addresses that. I want to come back to that point in just a moment. Is wisdom only wisdom in the mind? Okay, so that's something we're going to have to work. Is there other expressions of this as well? Which is, once again, I want to just pull this the all three together and then reflect. Okay, so the Gemara then has a little. I put in an indent over here. A number of expressions of this. We'll ride through it very very quickly. Yochel yamod mimakom rochoik. Are you expected to rise from a distance? Meaning, let's say you see this respected old person on the horizon. Are you expected to rise then? Talmud loyma takum vahadarta. There are two verbs in the pasuk, to arise and to give respect. Lo amar tikimo ela b'makom sheyeshidur. You only need required to do it in a place where there is a potential of hidur, which means the Rashi explains is that when you're within four amos, where it's clear that you're standing up because of them. Otherwise, you know, you're standing up and somebody looking at you from the side doesn't realize that you're standing up because that person three blocks away. So there has to be a takum v'hadar, there has to be a recognition of the fact that you're doing it for this person. Yochel yadrin b'mamon, is there an expectation to pay money to respect him? Talmud lomar, takum v'hadar, ma kima she'en bo chesron kis, av hidur she'en bo chesron kis. Again, the two words, the two verbs are linked. Is that the hidur, the respect you're paying him, has to be similar to the standing. Standing is a free activity. Therefore, any hidur is also going to be of similar notation. Maybe you should, if you're in the bathhouse, if you're in the bathroom, should you stand? Talmud loymar takum v'adar to loymar tikima l'bamakom shiyeshidur. Again, it is only the expectation of standing in a place where there is the possibility of hidur, which is respect. Yachol yatzim enav kamisha loyra'ehu. Maybe you can just block your eyes, you know, pretend, you know, turn the other way and pretend that you didn't notice him passing in front of you. The pasuk juxtaposes the third verb in the pasuk, that you should stand and you should also fear God. God says, I know, be very careful. Meaning, you know, everybody else is, you know, sees that you're facing the other direction. You think, oh, I didn't notice him. God says, I know exactly where you're putting your eyes. So just be careful when you try to ignore people. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, I marry, and this is the flip side. Minayin the zaken shalayatriach. This is the opposite side. So if everybody who's expected to see an elderly person is supposed to rise, so surely he can walk around wherever he wants. Then says the Gemara, no. He should try not to bother people. Talmud Leimar, zaken v'yareisa. An older person should also have the fear not to create unnecessary standing if possible. I know that. I remember there was a story about a particular Rosh Yeshiva when I was in Neri Yisrael who would when he'd walk in, naturally the whole yeshiva would stand up. And it bothered him so much that he'd run. He'd run when he'd come into the door. He'd run to his seat so that he wouldn't. I think it might have been Reb David, that people wouldn't notice him, so that he wouldn't have to bother everybody from standing up. Meaning, because there is a certain respect which is required, but are you going to be searching out that respect? This is all an indent, as you can see, because these are just certain details of the law. But what I wanted to get to at the end was the third opinion. And this really sort of lays the table for us. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, the third opinion is the following. Isi ben Yehuda, Ibnei Seva Tokum, Afilu Kol Seva B'mashma. That means to say that any Seva, the word Seva means to say any old person. And we have to work out, so how expansive is that? How expansive is Isi ben Yehuda? At this point in time, we have three opinions. We have the Rabbanon, who say that it can't possibly be a Rasha. And therefore they say, no, Zakein means only a person who's a Chacham. Then we have the Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says that actually the word Zakein itself means Zesha Kona Chachma. And finally, Isi ben Yehuda, who's very expansive and says, Seva means all people. That's the framework we have over here. And then the question which is asked by the Gemara and everybody who else has been thinking about this as well is, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Hainu Tanakama. In the end of the day, if Zakein means a wise person, then Rabbi Yossi Aglili, opinion number two, is saying the same thing as opinion number one. Says the Gemara, Ikabinayu Yonik V'chacham. The difference is a person who is young and who is wise. Tanakama Sova Yonik V'chachakim Loi. The Tanakama says, no, it's only old people. Ryosei Glili Sovar Afilu Yonik V'chachakim. Even a wise person who is young. Okay, now this is important. So now let's rephrase those three opinions now. The Tanakama says, the Torah starts off by saying, Bimrei Seva Tokom. Sounds like it's everybody. But therefore, the Torah adds in a limiting clause, which is Zake. Meaning, what is the Torah saying by that? What is the Torah doing when it says Zake? It means to say
it's an age qualification.
There's an age qualification of that person. There's a wisdom qualification of that age. Meaning, why are the two halves of the pasuk according to the Tanakhama? The first one is to tell you the general rule. The second one is to give it a little bit of a qualifier. But it's the same person. Right? Still old, but an old, wise person. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Aglili is saying something completely different. The first, there's actually two things going on in this pasuk. Number one is old people. And number two is wise people. Separate categories altogether. Right? Old people and wise people over here. When Rabbi Yossi Aglili is asked the question, wait a second, Mibnei Zaken Ashmai, what are you going to do about these wicked old people? What would his answer be? We don't know. We don't necessarily, he wasn't talking about that. He was simply saying that there's another category in the word Zakein. Okay, just to be fair. And then comes along Isi ben Yehuda. And what's Isi ben Yehuda actually saying? What's he referring to? What word is he expanding?
Seva.
He's saying the word Seva means everybody. Okay, we're going to see how far everyone goes. He's saying a Seva means any old person. What does he do with the word Zakein? What does he do with the other half of the pasuk? We don't know. He wasn't talking about that. We don't know. Is it another category? Would he agree with Rabbi Yossi ben Aglili then perhaps? That it also means a young, a wise person? Not clear. Just to see over here that maybe some of these opinions are not actually on the same wavelength. They're actually referring to different parts of the pasuk. So that's just the simple breakdown over here of these pieces in the Gemara. Fair, clear? How do we paskin over here? So interestingly enough, on the Eged Basses, as you notice at the front, there's a beautiful thing that the psak in the Eged Bas is that the front two seats, wherever the glass, just behind the driver, they have this sign which says, Mibnei Seva Takum, right? That's the Eged symbol over there. And it's a beautiful thing to live in a country, to be associated with a country and a nation, that part of the culture is Mibnei Seva Takum, meaning get up if there's an elderly person walking into the bus. And that's the way that Eged Paskins, and it seems to be more. There weren't any asterisks on the side. It seems to be everybody is included. So that's the one mahalach. But let's just go back a few generations to appreciate where Eged is coming from. So we see the following. The Rambam says the following in source 8. Mishu zakein muflag bezikna, a person who is extremely old. Now, we're going to have to see how old is old to enter this equation in just a moment. Even though the person is not a wise person, you should stand in front of them. Even a very wise young man should stand in front of an old person, meaning even if the old person isn't wise. Okay? You see, meaning what's the most important thing over here is
age.
Okay? And you don't need to stand the full amount of height, but only enough just to give him respect. Where did the Rambam get that from? Not so clear. We're going to see maybe potentially one or two sources in a moment. But it might be, as the Vilna Gaon suggests, the Kesem Mishnah also suggests, that it's referring to who's the person who doesn't have to stand up full height is? The young man who's a Talmud Chacham. Of course he has to stand for an old person, but he has on his side an extra bit of weight, which is his wisdom. So in such a case, maybe he doesn't have to do mole komosai, his full height. But a person who's a regular Joe, and he sees a very old person, then of course the full height. Okay, just to see what's going on over here. I mean, the Rambam is tempering. There's a scale over here. There's wisdom, and there's age. So although age wins out, according to the Rambam, but there's still a little bit of weight left with the wisdom side of things. So maybe it's not molekolot with komosai. That's the suggestion in this Rambam, which is very, very fascinating over here. Let's see how it expresses itself in Shulchan Aruch itself. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Mitzvahs asay, this is in source 9, Lakum ibne kol chacham, afilu einu zokein, ela yonik v'chacham. A person should stand in front of anybody. Afilu einu zokein, ela yonik v'chacham. Even though a person is a young, wise person. That sounds like? You're standing up even in front of anybody who is wise. Even it sounds like Rabbi Yossi clearly that it means to say that anybody who's wise, v'afilu ein rabbo, even if the person is not your particular teacher, rakshu gadol mimenu v'ra'u l'ilmod mimenu, even if he's greater than you and you can potentially learn from them. That's a very interesting point. Meaning, the Shulchan Aruch is saying that you don't have to look around and say, well, did I learn something? Is this my Rebbe? But rather, this is the kind of person that I might. There might be something I could learn from because this person's, you know, emotionally, spiritually, intellectually advanced. And there's something I could learn from them. Potentially even is already enough of a qualification. And there's also a mitzvah to stand in front of any old person. Dahaino, the Shulchan Aruch quantifies at 70 shana, 70 years. We're going to see that in a moment. And he says, even if he is a Am Ha'aretz, a ignorant person, as long as he's not a Rasha. Now, where did the Shulchan Aruch get that from? So here, this is the Shulchan Aruch is saying that it's any old person as long as they're not a Rasha. So this becomes very fascinating. It sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like, when it comes to Seva, like Issi ben Yehuda. I also have the wish to put a Rav in front of there, but the person whose main opinion we're passing like is Issi ben Yehuda, who says, really, it's any old person who's encompassed in this. But the question is does he have a limitation? Would Issi ben Yehuda even say that there's some people who are out of his category, who wouldn't be part of this? So, okay, so we're going to get to non-Jews in just a moment. That's actually very, very connected to Issi ben Yehuda. But even before a non-Jew, we have to understand something. What is the Zokein Ashmoy in the beginning? What is that Zokein Ashmoy that the Gemara was referring to at the beginning? So Rashi said that the Chachomim, that the Tanakhama said, how could we possibly stand in front of a Zokein Ashmoy? What is the Zokein Ashmoy? Rashi says, a Rasha, an evil-doing person. Right? So therefore, when Issi ben Yehuda responds, what is he doing? He's saying, even a Rasha, according to Rashi. Tosa says, whoa, that's a little drastic. That's a little too much. Says Tosos, no, not necessarily. Let's take a quick reverse to source 7. Tosos says a very interesting point. Tosos says, Zokein Ashmoy, Pirush Bekuntros Ashmoy, Rasha Va'ama Oretz. Rashi says that what is the person who is excluded, according to the first opinion, is a person who is a evil person. V'kosha, Tehechi Ka'amar Issi Ben Yehuda, Tesevah Mashma Filu Zokein Ashmoy, So the Torah says, wait a second, that means Issi ben Yehuda is including what the Chachamim excluded, which is an evil-doing person. Wait a second, we know the parameters. If there's an evil-doing person, there's certain, you know, we don't treat them well. We don't treat them well if a person's really a Rasha. How can Issi ben Yehuda be including them in respect? Therefore, tempers the Torah by saying, Pilochen Pirush Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi's grandson, says the following: Ashmai Loshon Shoimamim. It means a desolate person. K'moy Pischei Shamai de Menachos, referring to certain entrances that mezuzahs don't go on, which are not real entrances. They're not fully developed. K'leimar Bur V'ama Aretz. Just simply an ignorant person. You see what Tosfos has done over here? The Chachamim were bothered not by a Rosha. Nobody's expecting you to respect or stand up in front of a Rosha. The Gemara or the Tanakhama was asking the simple question: are you supposed to get up to in front of a person who simply has old age but no wisdom that accompanies that? That's all. Meaning that in a certain sense, Bur means fellow. But there was the life passed them by, and that was it. They didn't absorb so much. But they have old age. They have a certain degree of experience. That's the Gemara's question. The Tanakhama says, no, that's not included. And the response of Issei ben Yehuda is, even that is included. But now, if you were to interview Issei ben Yehuda and say to him, so Issei ben Yehuda, would you agree that you stand up in front of a Rasha, in front of an evil person? What would he answer?
No,
that wasn't the discussion in the first place. We weren't talking about a Rosh. The only discussion, the only contention we had was about a person who is not necessarily wise yet. A person who has years but not wisdom. Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch when paskening, what was the Shulchan Aruch saying? Seva is anybody even who is not wise, but with the exception of a Rosh. Why? Because look in the brackets in the Shulchan Aruch in source 9. Avilu ama aretz ubivachli a Rosh. Beizaz b'shem toisos. That's exactly the toisos that we just learned. You're not expected to respect or to stand up in front of a person who's an evildoer. That wasn't part of the discussion of Issei ben Yehuda in the first place. That's the limiting clause of Tosfos. And you can see beautifully woven into the Shulchan Aruch the notion that when it comes to a wise person, it sounds like we're paskin like Rabbi Yossi Haglili. That when it comes to wisdom, wisdom doesn't need to be accompanied with years. When it comes to wisdom and you want to respect something, it's a separate category, which is that you see somebody who's wise, he could be a teenager prodigy. You still need to respect them because there's something of value in the zikna and there's something in the value of seva. And those are two separate categories as we view it over here. In a certain sense now, the encompassing picture that we've developed over here is that when understanding the word seva, we're working with Issei ben Yehuda. When we're working with the word zikna, we're working with Rabbi Yossi Haglili. And the two of them go hand in hand in developing the fuller picture over here of two categories of respect encompassed in this pasuk. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. What was that? Oh, so great question. You know, it's interesting. The Gemara talks about these kind of instances. So the Gemara talks about certain people who unfortunately lost their mental ability. One of the phrases, and I'm trying to remember who it was made about, but the Gemara says that the Shivrei Luchos were Munochim ba'aron, that the broken parts of the Luchos were also placed in the Aron, which means to say that even though you may have, you know, will have an incredible edifice of a human being, which unfortunately, Rachmana Litzlan, is not in the same place and power that they used to be, remember that that's in the same place as the Aron and the full tablets, the full Luchos Shnios, which are put together. So there's an incredible amount of respect which is designated to people who had but may not and still have.
What's the obligation of another Chacham? Is he supposed to stand up for another
Chacham? Okay, so we're going to have to see over here. Yeah, this gets a little more technical. Is what happens now if you have... You make it more complicated. What happens if you're one against the other? You have precedence. What happens if you have... You have a very distinguished old person, you have a very distinguished learned person. So what does come first? Well, what takes precedence over here? I what I'd like to do is I want to skirt this issue just because I want to focus. I do have the sources here from 11 to 13, but I'd like to focus for just a moment actually more on the universality because I feel that's perhaps even more natural to what we're doing right now. And that is the following. So how universal is it? How far does this go? We've discussed, you know, wisdom, and we discussed old age. And in a certain sense, if you were to ask Issei ben Yehuda over here, and say to Issei ben Yehuda, so you're including, seva means any person who's old, even if they don't have wisdom, so then what about a person who's old and who's not Jewish? After all, they're still old, they still had life experience. So the Gemara says a very interesting thing. At the end of the Gemara over here, this is in source 14, the end of the Gemara in Kiddushin, when summarizing, it says the following: Amar Rabbi Yochanan, One of the Amoraim from the Gemara says, Halacha ki Isi ben Yehuda. This is why we pass Kanakim. The Halacha is like Isi ben Yehuda, that it means, Seva means any old person. Rabbi Yochanan ava koi mikmei sovidar moi. And Rabbi Yochanan himself would stand in front of elderly people who are Armenians. Right? Meaning to say, not Jewish people he would still stand in front of. Which means to say, it sounds like his understanding that Isi ben Yehuda is... Not is really all about age and life experience, and that's what he says. Omar and his logic was Kamahar Patkae Adi Alaihu Dahani. How many life experiences these people have experienced? Meaning, the way Rabbi Yochanan is looking at it over here is that the mitzvah over here is simply that a person has experienced life. Is a person worth and expect, and that the Torah expects us to honor because of the life experience that they've gone through. Many of us have had parents who told us this, you know, that, and many of us tell our children that, you know, even if you don't respect me, respect the experiences that I've had, right? Respect the experiences that I've had. I know a lot more than you, even though you think you know a lot, but I've had the experiences. And Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that there's a value to experience in and of itself. Rava mikem lakoi hidur avad lahu. Rava was a little more tempered. Rava would not stand up in front of non-Jewish elders, but he would give them hidur, he'd give them respect. He'd speak to them respectfully and respectfully. Abaye yohiv yoda lesove, and Abaye would always hold out his hand to a person who needed support. So it sounds like a little more tempered than Rabbi Yochanan, and the question is going to be, why is that? The question which bothers all the Rishonim over here is the following. Is why was it that Rabbi Yochanan was doing what Rabbi Yochanan was doing? Why was it that Rabbi Yochanan was standing in front of a non-Jewish person? So our natural response would be that, why is he doing it? Okay, so there's two ways of looking at this. On the one hand, let's think about this. Rabbi Yochanan has just said the following. Halacha ki Isi ben Yehuda. And Rabbi Yochanan would get up in front of Armoyim. Right? So what does it sound like? It sounds like? Meaning it sounds like when Rabbi Yochanan looks at the Pasuk through the eyes of Isi ben Yehuda, which is how he's paskening, he says that he understands that the Pasuk Mimnei Seva Tokum means to say all old people. That's what it sounds like, the juxtaposition. Right? He's paskening like Isi ben Yehuda and then he's continuing to say how expansive it is even to Armoyim. Which is, by the way, if you notice very, very carefully, in the Rambam that we read, at the bottom of page 2, listen to how carefully the Rambam reads over here in source 8. The very bottom of page 2, the second last line, from the middle of the line of the comment says, V'afilu zaken kuti, even a non-Jewish elderly person, mahadrin osavid varim v'nosin liyad l'samcho, we give them our hands, and we were mahadir with Dvarim, that sounds like Rav and Abaye. Shneemar mibnei seva tokum kol seva b'mashma. Because when the pasuk says mibnei seva tokum means everybody. So what is the Rambam saying? Why do we honor people who are not even Jewish? Because the pasuk tells us to. Seva means them. Seva is not limited to Jews. And therefore, what's Rabbi Yochanan saying? Kol harpat ka'e. All the experiences, the nisyonos of life. He's saying essentially the reasoning of the pasuk. He's saying, why is the Torah granting respect to everybody? Because the Torah values experience. The Torah values life experience and expects you to value it to the same degree. But we should be aware of this, that Tosis says, and we're not going to read it inside for time considerations, but this is in source 15. Tosis says, you know, and the Rabbeinu Nissim as well say that, you know what, this is not referring to, this is not what's going on. Really, essentially, the Torah, when the Torah says that we need to honor, honor elderly people, the Torah is only referring to Jewish people. Why would it be that Rabbi Yochanan, why did Rabbi Yochanan need to present logic of these life experiences? If all you have is the pasuk, minei seva tokum, you get up in front of an elderly person, that should be sufficient for everybody. But Rabbi Yochanan isn't happy with that. He comes along and he says, you know why I'm respecting these Armenian gentlemen? Because they've got life experience. Why is Rabbi Yochanan saying that? Why does he have to do? Surely the pasuk should suffice. Says Tosfos, it must be that the reason he's doing it is because of Darkei Shalom. Right? Meaning, essentially, this was mentioned beforehand, the reason is the Torah's prime audience and prime target is elderly people within the fold. However, Rabbi Yochanan realizes that that's you know, there's something else as well. There's Darkei Shalom. You don't want it to look like a society in which all we're concerned about is our own. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan would go that extra mile. And why? Because it was his own logic that he was saying, "Kol harpat ka'ei," all these life experiences that these people have experienced. That was Rabbi Yochanan's extension in and of himself, and the Tosfos derives it from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan presents his own logic independent of the pasuk. Very different to the way the Rambam himself suggested over here. These are just two wrinkles in trying to understand the universality of this itself. To conclude, just two very interesting points to consider. Number one is, how old is old? So it happens to be, we have these things defined for us already. The Mishnah Maseches Avos tells us in Source 17, Hu haya omer ben chomesh shanim lemikra, 5 years old you start learning Torah, ben eser lemishnah, 10 years mishnah, ben shlosh esrei mitzvah lemitzvos, at 13 years old for a boy, he enters the realm of mitzvos, chomesh esrei letalmud, 15 to 4 gemara, shmona esrei lechuppah, 18 for marriage, ben esrim lirdoif, ben shloshim lekoach, ben arboin lebina, ben chamishim leetzah, ben shishim, lezikna, 60 is the age that we enter zikna, and ben shivim leseva. And 70 is the year for seva. So when the Torah says, "May seva takum," we open up a dictionary of definitions and understand what is seva. The answer is 70. So Shulchan Aruch paskens 70. However, interestingly enough, the Arizal in his introduction to his Siddur says that even anybody over 60 years old, you know, it doesn't work the same as Social Security, right? We got there's different definitions over here. So the Arizal says in his introduction to his Siddur that even a 60-year-old. One should stand up for. Of course, everybody one should respect. But the question is the actual defined requirement of standing. Arizal is perhaps based on the Targum Unkelos, because look what Unkelos does. Unkelos does in Source 18, min kodem desavar ba'oraisa tokum, mibnei seva tokum. What does that mean? A person who is savar ba'oraisa. What's that referring to? Person who is learned in Torah. V'tehedar ape seva. And you should honor the face of a seva. So therefore, when the Targum Unkelos looks at the pasuk, it says mipnei seva takum v'adarta pnei zaken. So he understands how this works. He understands the other way round. We're used to thinking seva is the older person and zaken is the learned person. He switches it around. The learned person is the seva. The older person is the zaken. Now, how old is the zaken in the Mishnah? 60. Happens to be that Unkelos is arguing with the Gemara, but then Unkelos can argue with the Gemara because Unkelos was one of the Tanaim. Right? Unkelos is from the stage of the era of the Tanaim. So he's arguing with the Gemara's breakdown of Seva and Zakein. So says the Arizal, just to be careful, it may be that Seva actually starts, actually the Zakein part of the Pasuk is 60, and therefore that's what we should start honoring. I remember that just recently we did, in Yeshiva University, we did a whole Edelsman of many special activities because of the summer. And one of the things that we did this year was we had a special siyum where people learned Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and we did a siyum during Aseres Yemei Teshuva for the three boys. That was one of the many things that were being done in the Beis Midrash at YU. And at the siyum, Rav Zevi Rachman spoke, and he was very involved. He spent a lot of time over the summer in Israel, and he said that he remembers that at the Shloshim, we had a Shloshim in Arshul, there was a Shloshim which was done, I think, in Modiim, and Rachel Frankel came to speak. And she was speaking at this particular gathering, and the rabbi who introduced her, the name I'm slipping for a moment, said the following. He said that there's a notion that you stand for wisdom, that everybody stands up for wisdom. He says, but you should realize that there's also a notion of standing in front of gvura. You stand in front of people who are strong, and therefore he asked everybody to rise, and everybody stood up all together in respect for a person who is a person who expresses gevura. And the Torah Tumim expands that not only to a person who's wise, but to a person who's not only got an expanded head, but an expanded heart. And the Torah Tumim says a person who is the kind of person who is a person who's involved in society, and a person who's a goymel chasodim, is also included in this as a person who we stand up to respect. So when we talk about the value of old age and experience in and of itself, there's also the value of the way a person has used their lives, and that could even be earlier than old age as well, as a separate category. I hope that this is something worthwhile thinking about. This is the beginning of trying to understand the various ways that the Torah looks at and values experience and life experience. Thank you very much.